City of Gulf Breeze, budget in brief, fiscal year 2020. Page 2. City of Gulf Breeze, Florida, fiscal year 2020, Mayor and City Council. Pictured above, from left to right, Tom Nail, Mayor Pro Tem, Mayor Cherry Fitch, Councilman Todd Torgerson, Councilman J.B. Schluter, Councilman Randy Hebert. Below the pictures of the council is an aerial of the City of Gulf Breeze with a caption that states, City of Gulf Breeze will preserve and enhance its hometown character and natural environment to foster a high quality of family life. Page 3, Introduction. The budget in brief highlights important aspects of the fiscal year 2020 proposed budget for review. The complete budget document is also available on the city website and available for view in the city clerk's office. The new mayor and city council are embarking on a 5-year strategic plan for building community resiliency. The fiscal year 2020 spending plan utilizes available resources to prepare and recover from adverse situations by engaging and benefiting all community members. Efforts to build community resilience focus on building the capacity to bounce back from disruptions like those caused by natural disasters and growth pressures. The City of Gulf Breeze's fiscal year 2020 proposed budget totals $38,228,180 and incorporates the same low millage rate of 1.9732 as the last several years. Utility rates adjust for the previous 12-month inflation index. There is an additional increase to the municipal public service tax and communication service tax to bring these two user fees closer to the 3-county regional average, yet still lower. The City of Gulf Breeze 2020 budget funds the largest, most significant projects remaining from the Stormwater Master Plan. Of the $7.7 million in citywide prioritized after the 2014 flood, $1.5 million remains after this fiscal year 2020 budget. The budget also completed the majority of most livable city projects, which carry forward from the previous year and were originally ranked by public survey. Mayor and City Council held budget work sessions on 5 occasions. On Monday, July 22nd, General Fund Budget Overview. Monday, July 29th, Setting of the Proposed Trim. Monday, August 5th, Continuation of General Fund and also funds Stormwater, Solid Waste, Red Light, Tourist Development Community, Redevelopment Area. On August 19th, Enterprise Funds, Natural Gas, Tiger Point Golf Course. On August 26th, Enterprise Funds, City Water and Sewer, South Santa Rosa Utility. Public hearings on the budget will be held on Wednesday, September 4th and Monday, September 16th, to tentatively and finally adopt the budget. Both hearings will be held at 5:30 p.m. in the City Council Chambers. In service, Samantha D. Abel, City Manager. Page 4, Overview of City Funds. The city's fiscal year begins October 1st and ends September 30th. Each year, the City Council approves a budget that funds operations and capital expenditures. City monies are budgeted and accounted for in several different funds. This allows monies which must be spent for certain purposes to be separated and indicates the full cost of certain city operations. The city maintains 5 individual governmental funds: General Fund, Urban Core Redevelopment Fund, Red Light Special Revenue Fund, Tourist Development Special Revenue Fund, and Police Department Special Revenue Fund. The General Fund incorporates the General Government Administration, Internal Services, Streets and Drainage, Parks and Recreation, Police Department, Fire Department, Community Center, and Community Services, Code Enforcement Units. Proprietary or enterprise funds maintained by the city include the City Water and Sewer Fund, Natural Gas Fund, South Santa Rosa Utility Fund, Gulf Breeze Financial Services Fund, Solid Waste Fund, Stormwater Management Fund, and Inner-Arity Point Utilities Fund. The enterprise funds account for the full cost of operations, maintenance, debt, and capital improvements of city-operated businesses. Recap of proposed budget. This year's budget emphasizes sound fiscal management and sustainability while maintaining the very low millage rate of 1.9723. No general fund reserves, savings, are used for annual operating costs. Signs of a strong economy, ad valorem is projected to increase by 7%, non-ad valorem taxes by 19%, grants by 5%, and sales revenue by 12%. The general fund budget of $11,794,741 The general fund budget of $11,794,741 is $92,894, or only 0.8% more than the adopted fiscal year 2017-18 budget of $11,701,847. The fiscal year 2019-20 overall budget of $38,228,189 is $5,323,444. Or 16.3% more than the original adopted budget for fiscal year 2018-19 budget of $32,864,748, which was $385,531, or 1.2% greater than the adopted fiscal year 2018-19. Is significantly higher, or 1.2% greater than the adopted fiscal year 2017-18 budget. The overall fiscal year 2019-20 budget, like fiscal year 2018-19, is significantly higher than prior years due largely to the carryover of major enterprise fund capital projects underway. Revenues continue to grow as a sign of a healthy, rebounding economy. 6 months operating reserves. As a component of the city's focus on resiliency, the city maintains at least 6 months of cash reserves and investments, or a minimum of $9 million for all major operating funds in case of natural disaster. Page 5. Stormwater. The fiscal year 2020 budget includes $3,426,329 for stormwater improvements, including $2,700,000 for stormwater projects on Bear Drive in the East Basin. The West Basin project, which benefits the larger Gilmore area, has complete design plans and is awaiting restore grant funds this year or next. Stormwater background. In 2014, the city responded to a historic flood, which exceeded a 500-year flood event, by creating a stormwater task force and prioritizing major stormwater improvements in all the city's drainage basins with an estimated cost of $7.7 million. After fiscal year 2020, there are only $1.5 million in projects remaining, with timing and cost tied to grant funds. Most livable city projects in 5.5 Most livable city projects and $5.9 million in FDOT funds. In 2016, the city set aside $3 million of the $5.9 million paid by FDOT for a portion of Wayside Park for the Pensacola Bay Bridge replacement. This $3 million was invested and has earned $200,000 to date. The remaining $2.9 million in FDOT funds paid for what's collectively called the most livable city projects, which were projects ranked by citizens in 2018, pulled from the pages of the city's most livable city master plan. Half-cent local option sales tax, lost, projects and resurfacing roadways. The city receives just under $300,000 annually from the half-cent sales tax, lost. It costs exactly that to pave 1 mile of road. Gulf Breeze has a 15-year resurfacing plan. Fiscal year 2020 will fund 3.5 miles of roadway, a 20% increase of paving from fiscal year 19. Lost funds consist of 35% visitor dollars, therefore it's a great way to fund local roadways and sidewalks while keeping taxes low. Fiscal year 2020 marks the third year for Lost, which sunsets 2021. The October 8th penny referendum, if approved, will allow the city to fund twice as much road resurfacing. The October 8th penny referendum, if approved, will allow the city to fund twice as much road resurfacing, simultaneous with drainage improvements, and also construct new neighborhood sidewalks. The total generated over 10 years would be $6 million or $600,000 annual. If not approved, the current half-set sunset. If not approved, the current half-cent sunsets in 2021. Paving funding sources, local option gas tax, LOGT, equals $234,000 annual. County gas tax equals $315,000 annual. Half-cent local option sales tax, LOST, equals $300,000 annual. Page 6, Budget Summary. City of Gulf Breeze Fiscal Year 2019-2020. The proposed operating budget expenditures of the City of Gulf Breeze are 16.3%, more than last year's total operating expenditures. There are 11 total categories in the budget summary. The first category, General Fund, equals $7,794,000. Page 6, Budget Summary. City of Gulf Breeze Fiscal Year 2019-2020. The proposed operating budget expenditures of the City of Gulf Breeze are 16.3% more than last year's total operating expenditures. There is a chart displayed with 11 categories breaking down the summary. The first category is General Fund. Total revenues, transfers, and balances for General Fund equal $11,794,741. The total appropriated expenditures, transfers, reserves, and balances for General Fund equal to the amount of For General Fund, the total appropriated expenditures, transfers, reserves, and balances is $11,794,741. The next category is Urban Core CRA Fund. The total revenues, transfers, and balances equal $2,295,548. The total appropriated expenditures, transfers, reserves, and balances for the CRA Fund are $2,295,548. The next category is the GBFS Fund. The total revenues, transfers, and balances are $327,130. The total appropriated expenditures, transfers, reserves, and balances for the GBS Fund are $327,130. For the next category, is the Natural Gas Fund. The total revenues, transfers, and balances for the Natural Gas Fund is $3,656,838. The total appropriated expenditures, transfers, reserves, and balances for the Natural Gas Fund are $3,656,838. The next category is the SSRUS Fund. The total revenues, transfers, and balances are The next category is the SSRUS fund. The total revenues, transfers, and balances is $9,872,488. The total appropriated expenditures, transfers, reserves, and balances for the SSRUS fund is $9,873,488. The next category is the Tiger Point Fund. The total revenues, transfers, and balances for the Tiger Point Fund is $2,037,887. The total appropriated expenditures, transfers, reserves, and balances for the Tiger Point Fund are $2,037,887. The next category is Solid Waste Fund. The total revenues, transfers, and balances for the Solid Waste Fund is $867,500. The total appropriated expenditures, transfers, reserves, and balances for the Solid Waste Fund is $867,500. The next category is Water and Sewer Fund. The total revenues, transfers, and balances for the Water and Sewer Fund is $2,859,828. The total appropriated expenditures, transfers, reserves, and balances for the Water and Sewer Fund is $2,859,828. The next category is the Stormwater Fund. The total revenues, transfers, and balances for the Stormwater Fund is $3,426,329. The total appropriated expenditures, transfers, reserves, and balances for the Stormwater Fund is $3,426,329. The next category is the Tourist Development Fund. The total revenues, transfers, and balances for the Tourist Development Fund is $260,000. The total appropriated expenditures, transfers, reserves, and balances for the Tourist Development Fund is $260,000. The next category is the Traffic Citation Fund. The total revenues, transfers, and balances is $828,900. The total appropriated expenditures, transfers, reserves, and balances for the Traffic Citation Fund is $828,900. The category's totals equals $38,228,189 for total revenues, transfers, and balances. The total fund of appropriated expenditures, transfers, reserves, and balances for all categories equals $38,228,189. Page 7, Fiscal Year 2020 City of Gulf Breeze General Fund. Summary of General Fund Revenues. For the description, the first category we have is ad valorem taxes. Starting over, page 7, Fiscal Year 2020 City of Gulf Breeze General Fund, the summary of general fund revenues. For ad valorem taxes, the percentage increase, starting over again, page 7. Fiscal Year 2020 City of Gulf Breeze General Fund. Summary of General Fund Revenues. Ad valorem taxes. An increased to the amended fiscal year. Last time at, I promise. Page 7. Fiscal Year 2020 City of Gulf Breeze General Fund. Summary of General Fund Revenues. For ad valorem taxes, there was an increase change to the amended fiscal year 19. Last time, Matt, I promise, I'm trying to be a better person. Page 7, fiscal year 2020, City of Gulf Breeze General Fund, summary of general fund revenues. For ad valorem taxes, there was a 7% increased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. For non-ad valorem taxes, there was a 19% increased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. For grants and intergovernmental revenue, there was a 5% increased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. For fines and judgments, there was a negative 5% decreased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. For sales revenues, there was a 12% increased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. For miscellaneous revenues, there was a 68% increased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. For budgeted reserves, there was a negative 32% decreased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. For interfund transfers, sorry, I'm reading down columns and it's really confusing. I got a ruler. So I'm going to start with fines and judgments. There was a 5% decreased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. For sales revenues, there was a 12% increased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. For miscellaneous revenues, there was a 68% increase change to the amended fiscal year 2019. Try again. For miscellaneous revenues, there was a 68% increased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. Budgeted reserves, a negative 32% decreased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. Interfund transfers, 0% change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. CTA contribution, 0% change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. Total revenues, a negative 5% decreased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. For the summary of general fund expenditures, for personal payments, there was a negative 5% decreased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. Taxes and benefits, a negative 3% decreased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. Professional contract and services. Try again. Professional and contract services, a negative 17% decreased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. Operation and repairs, a 7% increased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. Supplies and expenses, a negative 7% decreased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. Capital expenditures, a negative 61% try again. Capital expenditures, negative 61% decreased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. Transfers in and out, 276% increased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. Debt service, 1% increased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. Total expenditures, a negative 5% decreased change to the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. Page 8, Major Fund Highlights, Fiscal Year 2020 Spending Plan. All funds. The fiscal year 2020 budget includes a wage true up to the regional wage average for all positions below department head level. For those positions already earning the regional average, the annual raise is budgeted at 3%. The adjustment is based upon a compensation study, the first conducted in 7 years. General Government. 0.79 less than 1% increase from prior year. The general government budget includes City Hall structural repairs and ADA bathroom renovations. Streets and drainage. 7 streets, totaling 3.5 miles of roadway, including McLean Road, Laura Lane, Madrid Avenue, Fairpoint Place, Smith Circle, High Point Drive, Plantation Hill Road, and Bear Drive, funded by LOST and LOGT. Parks and Recreation, Parks and Recreation, $207,000 in projects including Parks and Recreation, $207,000 in projects including High Point Tennis Court reconstruction, Woodland Park improvements, turf maintenance equipment, and a new outdoor basketball court. Community Redevelopment Area, 55.58% increase from prior year, special fund comprised of 80% county, 20% city funds. Projects include Andrew Jackson Streetscape, undergrounding utilities on Highway 98, Commercial Facade Improvement Program, partial funding for Fairpoint Shoreline Multi-Use Pathway, and additional beautifications. Law Enforcement includes partial funding for a new police department annex at the existing location on Fairpoint Drive, as well as 3 new patrol vehicles. Fire Control includes replacement of firefighting equipment and continued volunteer stipends with increased tuition reimbursement. Recreation Center includes security system upgrades and continuing to expand programs for the middle school after-school program and summer programs. Tourist Development Fund, Hotel Bed Tax, 30% increase in revenues, defrays costs of tourist-oriented parks and piers, and funds new wayfinding signs in sports tourism efforts. Other notable fund highlights, enterprise funds. Solid waste, 0.67% increase, less than 1%. Annual CPI adjustment applied. Overall solid waste, recycling and yard waste service remains higher at significantly lower costs than neighboring communities. Stormwater, 306% increase from prior year, or $3,426,329 total spending, including $2.7 million for Bear Drive and East Basin projects funded 50-50 by city cash reserves and 20-year financing. Annual CPI adjustment applied. Natural gas, 23% increase from prior year. Sales revenues for fiscal year 2020 are projected to increase by 7%. The budget includes capital projects to meet customer demand east of the city and on the island. Annual CPI applied. Page 9. Page 9. City Water and Sewer. 4% decrease in spending from prior year. The city has engaged a firm for a comprehensive utility study and consideration of long-term maintenance and replacement needs for infrastructure. Annual CPI applied. SSRUS. 8% increase in spending from prior year. The budget includes a portion of tap fee reserves in order to continue the wastewater treatment facility expansion project design, lift station refurbishment, water main upgrades, and inflow and infiltration sewer main replacement. Annual CPI applied. Tiger Point Golf Course, 9.22% increase in budget. Tiger Point Golf Course, 9.22% increase in budget spending due to proceeds from driving range sale and relocation necessary to continue property improvements. One more time. Tiger Point Golf Course, 9.22% increase in budget spending due to proceeds from driving range sale and relocation necessary to continue property improvements. A budget amendment is anticipated with the sale of 45 acres to the school district in fiscal year 2020. Reading from the General Fund Fiscal Year 2020 Projected Revenues Pie Charts. The total amount equals 11,794,000 741. CTA contribution, 9%. Ad valorem, 12%. Non-ad valorem taxes, 20%. Grant and intergovernmental revenues, 7%. Fines and judgments, 1%. Sales revenues, 6%. Miscellaneous revenues, 2%. Budgeted reserves, 22%. And interfund transfers, 21%. Reading from the General Fund Fiscal Year 2020 Projected Expenditures Pie Chart, totaling $11,794,741. Debt service, 5%. Personnel payments, 27%. Taxes and benefits, 10%. Professional and contract services, 7%. Operation and repairs, 20%. Supplies and expenses, 5%. Capital expenditures, 10%. Transfers in and out, 16%. Page 10. Page 10, General Fund Fiscal Year 2019 versus 2020 Departmental Budget. 2019 0100 General Government, total $1,961,334 versus the 2019 0100 General Government total For 2020, General Government Department 0100. Last attempt, I promise. Page 10. General Fund Fiscal Year 2020. Just kidding. Page 10, General Fund Fiscal Year 2019 versus 2020 Departmental Budget. For Fiscal Year 2019, Department 0100 General Government total, $1,961,334. For 2020, Department 0100 General Government, $3,087,760. For 2019, Department 0200 Internal Services, total $1,190,571. For 2020, Department 0200 Internal Services, total $922,701. For 2019, Department 300 Streets and Drainage. For 2019, Department 0300 Streets and Drainage, total $736,636. For 2020, Department 0300 Streets and Drainage, total $1,465,691. For 2019, Department 0400 Parks and Recreation, total $1,447,235. For 2020, Department 0400 Parks and Recreation, total $1,355,148. Page 11, General Fund Fiscal Year 2019 versus 2020 Departmental Budget. For 2019, Department 0500 Law Enforcement, total $4,732,487. For 2020, Department 0500 Law Enforcement, total $3,232,198. 2019, 0600 Department Fire Control. Try again. For 2019, Department 0600 Fire Control, total $410,671. 2020 Department Budget. Try again. 2020 0600 Last time. 2020 Department 0600 Fire Control total 362,252. 2019 1500 Department. Second attempt. 2019 Department 1500 Recreation Center total 921,571. 2020 Department 1500 Recreation Center total 1,032,283. 2019 Department 1900 Community Services total 400,342. 2020 Department 1900 Community Services total 336,708. Page 12, City of Gulf Breeze, Fiscal Year 2020, Proposed General Fund Capital Expenditures. For General Government Fund, Department 0100, the total amount is $300,000. For Streets and Drainage Department, Fund 300. Start over, please. Sorry. Page 12. City of Gulf Breeze, Fiscal Year 2020 Proposed General Fund Capital Expenditures. For the Fiscal Year 2020 budget, the General Government Department, Fund 0100, total is $300,000. For the Streets and Drainage Department, Fund 0300, the total is $10,000. For Parks and Recreation Department, Fund 0400, the total is $207,000. For Law Enforcement Department, Fund 0500, the total is $515,000. For Fire Control Department, Fund 0600, the total is $32,320. For Community Center Department, Fund 1500, the total is $47,000. The total for all departments and funds is $1,111,320. Additional maintenance expenditures total $1,240,000. Page 13. The following page consists of photographs from the City of Gulf Breeze. From left to right, top row, fire department personnel. Next picture, dolphin from splash pad. Second row, from left to right, Junior National Honor Society Middle School City Council meeting takeover. The next picture are children playing with the police department officials. Picture on right displays pictures from this year's Spring Fest. Third row from left to right, SSRUS personnel. Try again. Third row from left to right, city staff reporting a water main burst. The next picture to the right displays children petting Loki, the K-9 police department. Start over, Ed. To the right are children playing with Loki, the police department's K-9 officer. The last row is a picture displaying the entire City of Gulf Breeze personnel staff for the Christmas celebration. Final column displays the text, America's Most Livable City, City of Gulf Breeze. Thank you.